When you have a YouTube channel that dedicates itself a lot to the souls in purgatory, you'll run into the most interesting of things. So some weeks ago, I had someone tell me, Alvaro, I believe that Chris Farley may be in purgatory. Let me explain to you why. And when he went on to detail some of the things that he was going to say, it took me a while to kind of research it and to understand and figure it out. And what I found was somewhat shocking, and I want to share those things with you, including what does the church say about these types of things, so that in general we can become more educated. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, the church, Catholics have experienced visits from the afterlife, ghosts, souls in purgatory, whatever phrase you want to use, for centuries since its beginning. And the church has always understood that those that die in friendship with God but are not yet ready for heaven need prayers or purification. And how do these hauntings, so to speak, happen? What do we do when we have these experiences? So I want to give two sources that explain what these are and what do we do. How do we know that they're good and not evil, that it's not something, for instance, demonic? Now, the first one is from the book Get Us Out of Here from Maria Sima. And she has asked the question, how do the souls in purgatory make themselves known to us? She says that the most common way is actually through knocking, which is really interesting, because when I was talking about it, and I made a video about this some years ago, my wife then remembered a time that she was with a friend. They were in a room, and that person's, I believe, grandfather had died just recently. And then that night they heard, I believe it was three distinct knocks, and they were scared by it. And it was different than just noises that you hear in the house. It wasn't just the squirrels. Something was different about that time. Fast forward a few years later, I make this video, I talk about that particular detail, and she remembered that it was three knocks. So then she realized, what does Maria say? She says that usually they're simply trying to get our attention to indicate to us how much we should pray for them. So then she went ahead and offered three masses for the soul of that person. So often souls in purgatory are trying to get our attention to tell us how much prayer we need. So usually one rule is that they are not allowed, and they won't just give out information for the sake of curiosity. Usually the only thing and type of information that they will give is how much prayer do they need and if they are or aren't yet in heaven. Now, this is from this other book called Possessions, Exorcisms, and Hauntings, and it gives some interesting guidelines that you should know before we get into the things having to do with Chris Farley. Listen to this. Some of the other typical traits of human spirit hauntings are: souls in purgatory are non-destructive in their signals. Souls in purgatory limit their signals to presence or their need for help. And in rare cases, a particular wrong that has to be righted for them. Souls in purgatory do not attack religious or holy things. Souls in purgatory do not make manifestations that are inherently terrifying. They usually limit them to a sound, a word, or a limited movement of objects. So hold that one in the back of your mind. Souls in purgatory become completely still and silent when prayer or masses are offered for them, probably because they're praying with you. Souls in purgatory do not attack people physically. Souls in purgatory do not engage in prolonged communication or dialogue. So long as whatever a person is encountering is following those rules, you know that it's most likely a human spirit, not in heaven, that needs prayers. What Catholics, what we would call a soul in purgatory. So then what and how do we pray for them if it is the case? And many different things. Here they suggest the Office of the Dead, which is a series of prayers that you can find in books, or masses, or rosaries, or even acts of charity. Now, if you don't know, by the way, presuming that you do know who Chris Farley is, Chris Farley was a famous American comedian. That he was born in 1964 in Wisconsin, and he died of a drug overdose in 1997 at the age of 33. So in watching several documentaries about him, interestingly enough, one of his idols was John Belushi, who also died of a drug overdose at the age of 33. So unfortunately, he too much followed in his footsteps. He was beloved by many people, but he definitely had his demons. So now listen to the evidence that this viewer of the channel brought to my attention.
This is where Chris lived, in the student house. See how it looks. See if anybody's home. Kind of looks the same. Did you guys know Chris lived here?
Yeah.
Maybe you did? Yeah.
Okay. We've had some ghost stories in this house.
Have you?
While we, like, watched Chris Farley's videos on SNL.
Oh.
Like, beds have shaken, but maybe it's
spirits. I don't know. Yeah. Chris.
Mr. Rockefeller.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Now, this documentary is called Anything for a Laugh. There are a couple of documentaries on the life of Chris Farley that they actually sort of overlap in their information. And it was made about 9 years ago in 2016. When he saw that some time ago, he said, I believe that Chris Farley is in purgatory. And he's indicating it right there so that we can pray for him. And it actually took me a while to find this particular documentary. I found another one. This one you had to purchase. So that took like about 2 to 3 weeks. But in watching that, I think it is absolutely clear that this is a simple way that he is communicating with us, telling us I'm in purgatory and I need prayers. What would be the best way to pray for them? Let me suggest one. So apparently he was a very generous man, and without even a lot of people knowing, he would go and visit poor people, the homeless, people in nursing homes. He would do these types of acts of charity. He was a man of faith. He was actually Catholic, by the way, and would attend Mass when he went to Marquette University. So one of the things that we can do for the souls in purgatory are acts of charity. As Jesus says, charity covers a multitude of sins. So one way that without even praying, you can help the soul of Chris Farley is by doing an act of charity in his honor and reparation for any of his sins out of love for God for his soul. Any act of charity, giving money to the poor, helping someone who's less fortunate, maybe even someone in your house, doing an act of charity out of love for God. If Chris Farley's life impacted you in any way, if he ever made you laugh, this is the least that you could do for him. You could say a simple Hail Mary or some other prayer for him. You can offer a rosary, a chaplet of divine mercy. If God moves you, you can have a mass set for him. Hollywood actors and actresses and comedians, they in many ways sacrifice themselves for this profession just to entertain us, and many of us benefit from it. And then how do we return the favor? When they die, do we treat them just as objects, or do we care for them by praying for their eternal salvation and for their souls if they have died? So let's say a simple prayer for the repose of the soul of Chris Farley right now. Please pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the soul of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, God bless you. And if this helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.